हेलो
यस
हाय गुड इवनिंग। माय नेम इज राफेल एंड आई एम कमिंग फ्रॉम ओपिनियन रिसर्च ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ आवर क्लाइंट एंड नेशनल पब्लिक ओपिनियन रिसर्च फर्म। आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क यू अ फ्यू क्वेश्चंस कंसर्निंग द प्रॉब्लम्स फेसिंग आवर नेशन स्टेट एंड लोकल कम्युनिटीज। मे आई स्पीक विद आईओसी काराबाहाव?
दिस इज हर।
Hi. Like I said, I'm going to ask you just, this is just a research, okay? And all your answers will be confidential, and this is just for research purposes. Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
English.
English, okay, thank you. let's see, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California,
Arizona,
or any other state? I'm sorry?
No, just Arizona.
Arizona, thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what year were you born?
88.
And what year were you born?
1988.
1988, thank you. Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you won't vote?
50-50.
50-50, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Country. I don't think we should be getting involved in other countries' problems.
Okay. Okay, next question. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped it.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
The independent.
I'm sorry?
The independent.
Okay. That's independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Some people feel certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. First, Donald Trump. For from 0 to 100?
50,
okay. And how about Joe Biden?
50.
Thank you. And thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
The Democratic.
Thank you. And if the election for United States Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Democrat Ruben Gallego.
Thank you. And who do you trust the more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Options are trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more, trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more, trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more, trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more.
The second one that you said.
Trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more?
Yeah.
Okay. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. Okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay. Next one. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouse who are American citizens. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
What was the statement again?
Okay, the statement is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouse who are American citizens.
They shouldn't be separated, that's what it's saying?
Okay, I'll read it again. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouse who are American citizens. So, you strongly disagree, you agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, next statement. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you disagree or agree?
I agree.
Somewhat strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. you agree or disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, we're almost at 50%, okay? You said mm-hmm. somewhat agree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We're almost at 50% of the survey. I'm going to read you, okay? I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants, okay? For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first statement, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. So, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Okay, you agree. Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
The next statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I strongly agree.
You strongly agree. Thank you. Now, next statement. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years to pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Somewhat agree, strongly agree.
I strongly agree.
Last statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most for who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Can you repeat it again?
President, sure. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most for who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Please tell me whether the President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. First, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have been worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Is that much more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
More likely.
More likely.
Yep.
More likely, much more likely, okay? Next, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on city and state experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Is it much, let's see. Is that much more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Next, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade are protected from deportation. Is that much more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
More likely.
More likely? Is that somewhat or much more likely?
Much.
Somewhat more
much
likely much. Or much?
Much.
Thank you. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for over more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Is that much more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
Much more likely.
Next, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is that much more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay, the next. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is that much more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or will it make no difference in one way to another? So, is that much more or less likely or somewhat more or less likely?
It doesn't make a difference.
Makes no difference in one way or another?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're almost there. Let's see, we're at 70% now. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, are not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
A little concerned.
Okay, next. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics, as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned about that.
Somewhat concerned.
Next, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned about that.
A little concerned.
Okay. Next, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
A little concerned.
You said a little concerned. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the different approaches. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Donald Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Okay? So, Donald Trump says we must shut down the borders and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Now, let's see, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, former President Trump or President Biden?
President Biden.
Biden. Now, is that much closer or somewhat closer?
Somewhat closer.
So, okay, Biden approach somewhat closer. Thank you. And after hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Independent.
That's independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
Okay. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? So, and what is your relationship to them? Are they your acquaintance, family member, friend, or co-worker?
Friend.
Yes, a friend. Okay. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information, like Univision or Telemundo, TikTok, Spanish language radio programs, Fox News channel or website, ON or Newsmax, WhatsApp, Facebook, MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites, Instagram, YouTube,
TikTok and the public news channel.
And the which one, I'm sorry?
The public a news channel.
Let me see. News channel. Okay, the one that I have Okay, are you trying to say MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
The second one you said.
Or other major news network channels or websites?
Yeah.
Thank you. And finally, okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? We're almost done. We're almost done. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal, or other?
Mexico.
Thank you. Let's see. Oh, let's see what's the next question. Okay. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
No, in the United States mainland.
United States mainland, thank you. Okay, were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yes, both were born in Mexico.
let's see. Is that Puerto Rico or another country? Oh, another country, right? Just in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, always English, or something else?
Mostly English and a little bit Spanish.
Okay, so that's more English than Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat or what?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From first to 11th grade, high school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college but no degree, associate degree, four-year college graduate or a bachelor's degree, or graduate school or advanced degree, like including medical, law, master's degree?
Some college with no degree.
Some college with no degree, thank you. Mm-hmm. What is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Catholic, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, last question, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Ilse.
Ilse. Is it I, L, and then?
It's I-L-Z-E.
Is it Z like Zulu?
Yeah, like zebra.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, and thank you for your time. Now, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinion in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study that we might contact you in the future?
Yes.
Thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome and have a great evening. Bye-bye.
You as well.